Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And this guy's he's a luminary. He's a former Buckeye, always a Buckeye. First-round pick of the Cowboys back in the day. He's become a star on Get Up.
Yes.
These guys all over the place.
I was on his show earlier today, and I think I offended him because they asked me what I thought about the Final Four, the college football playoff. I didn't mention Ohio State.
Well, that's your fault because they're certainly one of the four best teams. Bobby, what'd you tell them?
No, I mean, he asked me who I thought. I said and LSU and Clemson.
Oh, I thought you meant to be among
No.
He's right. You guys aren't going to win the next game. you're conditioning yourself for the loss, right, Bobby?
I've never understood that, where people, like, brace themselves for the failure that's going to take place. Like,
yes.
Did you not see the ACC championship?
I did.
Okay, so I braced myself for that.
Well, 100%, because we knew that was going to transpire. I've watched a lot of Clemson film here the last Wednesday. I took, my second day off work that I've had in, I don't know. You're doing football season.
You're right.
7 days a week.
Goes
man.
Forever.
And so I went in. What I do, I live down the street from the facility at Ohio State. And I went in. I sat and talked to the coaches. The ones that were in, a lot were out recruiting. And you know, watched about 80 plays of Clemson's defense. Watched about 60 plays of Clemson's offense. Watched most of that Carolina game to see what Carolina did. But you know, Clemson's a good team. LSU, Ohio State, and Clemson, they're three elite teams this year.
Yeah.
Depending on how they play on any given day, that's going to be who wins. You're going to see turnovers. They have bad special teams errors or something like that because the margins on all three of those teams, very, very slim. They all have a lot of pros. They're all really well coached. There's no glaring deficiencies. And so it's going to be one of the better college football playoffs in NFL, in the history of the sport.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. This is the first year where it's felt like – I mean, Oklahoma – I'm undecided on them. I think I like them some days, and some days I watch them and they seem benign. Like, their offense isn't explosive. LSU, I know, can be explosive. Mm-hmm. Clemson definitely can be explosive. Ohio State can be explosive with feet. Oklahoma feels
Yeah, no, I don't disagree.
They feel
there was a reason why they were on the outside looking in. Is it going to be Utah? Is it going to be Oregon? Is it going to be this team?
They're the one team that has a defeat. All the other teams are undefeated. Do you think that a team like Oklahoma can find a way? Because Lincoln Riley has been phenomenal, obviously, and you followed this as close as anybody being a college football analyst. He's special, I think Lincoln Riley is, but I think he might be distracted because a lot of people are talking about him going to the next level, too.
Yeah, the thing is, though, I think that it seems like he wants to be at Oklahoma. And the thing is now, this isn't like it was 15 years ago where, hey, if you're a really good college football coach at an elite program,
you're getting paid.
You're getting paid, and you're the GM, and you're essentially the president, like the owner. Like nobody really is going to have to tell you what to do. So Lincoln Riley can go make $6.5-7 million a year and really be accountable to nobody outside of the fans as long as he's winning games.
Right.
And so I don't know if he's really distracted by that. He's one of the smartest coaches you're going to find. Offensively, he's done an incredible thing with Jalen Hurts where they've shifted this to it's a spread, but they're running the football a lot more. And it reminds me, looking back with what Jalen Hurts is, he reminds me a lot of a quarterback at Ohio State who ended up transferring to changing receivers senior year after he hurt his shoulder, and Braxton Miller. The guy was unbelievable player, not the most adept thrower in the world, had a strong arm, but wasn't always all that accurate.
Yeah.
And so Urban lined up like, hey, we're going to treat this kind of single wingish and just use him as a running back. And so I don't know if they'll be able to do that with a ton of success against LSU. The problem really with Oklahoma is, can they stop them?
Yeah.
Like, I think they'll be able to get some points, but I don't think that they can hold LSU to under 28, which is what they would probably need to do to win.
Bobby, here's what I want to ask you. And, again, I mentioned you're doing a lot of stuff on Get Up, so I've seen you on TV. Vilma's on there. That Desmond's been rolling in a lot lately. Obviously, Greeny hosts the show. So I know what you look like, but sitting in front of you now, you look like a much younger, much more jacked up version of Jason Garrett. All right? Wait, so I'm going to have your two, and better looking. So I'm going to have your two worlds collide right now, your Buckeye world and your Cowboy world. All right, because we're hearing maybe Urban with the Cowboys. All due respect, we all know Garrett's going to be gone. Who is the perfect coach for that? You know the Cowboys well, and you know Urban. Ooh. Would it work for Urban with Jerry Jones?
Yeah, here's the one thing. You know, and we've watched it before a couple times, and I think Jerry has changed a lot. Like, the hallmark of anybody that's going to probably be successful in anything is they're able to change, adapt, see some of their deficiencies. You saw with Jimmy Johnson, the friction eventually got there. happened with the coach that drafted me and Bill Parcells. The friction eventually got there. Both of those guys built those teams. This third iteration of the Cowboys was really built by Steven and Jerry. They've got a ton of Pro Bowlers on that team. They're a really, really talented roster. If they choose to bring in a guy like Urban Meyer, would they be able to give it hands off just long enough, maybe 3 years, for him to be able to maximize it? That would be the question. Because the problem is Urban is used to being that guy that I talked about with Lincoln Riley. He's responsible to himself and to the fans. Like, that's really it. And I don't know if he would like to have somebody popping in his office talking about, hey, why don't we try this? Or, you know, we need to do this roster-wise. Like, those things usually don't work.
So then who is the good fit for the
Cowboys?
Did
Parcells have that autonomy?
He did. And then I think Terrell Owens was signed. And then that's I think that's where the friction began to occur, where he really wasn't, you know, a Bill type of guy. We had a lot of guys on our team. And Tio, believe me, he's a Hall of Famer. Great player. Phenomenal. Him and Bill didn't really see eye to eye on a lot of things and how practices maybe should be run or stuff like that. The perfect guy probably is Jason Garrett for Jerry. He's letting him.
Do you not think this is that?
I don't think him being fired is a foregone conclusion.
Oh, stop. Bobby,
I'm telling
telling
you.
Save this stuff for Garrett.
If he was going
he's
going to
get fired.
If he makes the NFC Championship
game.
He's
not making the NFC Championship.
Well, I'm not. See, you're working in two different worlds
now.
He's got
no chance.
Why does he have no chance?
Because they can't score a third point. They can't score a point in the third quarter. They haven't scored a point in the third quarter in a month, Bobby. 1 month. 1 month.
But that doesn't mean they're not going to win.
They're not going to win.
They're going to get a home playoff game.
Okay.
They're undefeated.
And who's going to come in?
They're undefeated
the Niners,
in the division.
Well, not the Niners, but the Saints or the Vikings or the Packers. And, you know, the Packers went there. They already beat them. The Vikings have better personnel. I certainly want to let you go here. I respectfully disagree.
It's okay.
I think Dallas is in a body bag right now, and I think the Eagles are as well. Whoever wins that division is one and done. But you really think they can make a run? Honestly.
They have the talent to be able to make a run. And this is one thing, like, and Tiki will tell you this, there's no worse thing in the world than playing a bad a team that is has a losing record, but is really
talented. Yeah.
Because all of it takes is just one game. They did this last year. They were 3-5. And then all of a sudden they beat a couple bad teams. They're 6-5. They're playing the Saints. They're like, everybody, they're done. They're not going to beat the Saints. And they beat them in a nasty game. It was a slugfest, but they beat them 13-10. So I know that they can beat the Saints. They played the Saints tough in the Superdome this year.
It was 12-10 that game.
That's what I'm saying. Like
against Teddy Bridgewater.
And that was against Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy's good. Not a knock.
I understand. But they beat Drew last year 13-10. And so I'm not saying they can't do it. I've seen this team go out and play and beat good teams. The problem is, like, I don't know if they believe that anymore. And that's why I have Jason Garrett showing them highlight films and all these things to kind of get them to believe it. Jerry doesn't want to fire him. That's why he hasn't yet, because he's hanging on. Like, you're saying they won't do it. I'm not saying that they're going to. If you ask me to put my house on it,
you're not doing that.
My wife and kids, hey, listen, no
chance.
Not a chance.
Yeah.
But he's giving him every opportunity because he wants this to work more than anything. He picked him out in 2007. He hired him before he hired the head coach.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Like, he wants this guy to be the man because he identified him.
I think you're right.
Why else wouldn't he have fired him by now?
He should have, and you say that. And the way that you say it, it makes total sense, because the things that Jerry's saying – You don't keep a coach after you say what you said.
Settle down now. Getting a little cantankerous right here now. Settle down now, boy.
Let me jump back. We only got a couple minutes here. Let me jump back to Ohio State. You live there still, so you're around the program. This job that Ryan Day has done, like following a legend, is that's hard to do. How has he been able to maintain the level of excellence? And really, I guess the guys just to buy into him as opposed to Urban. Or is it still kind of like the remnants, the shadow of Urban still there?
Well, the shadow's there based upon the architecture that he set up. Like, the toughest things, it's not necessarily hard to find, you know, the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator. And this is what's hard as a head coach, especially a first-time guy. Where do you go to find your strength coach? Your support staff, like having a great physical therapist, like all these things. You were in New York. You know Ronnie Barnes. He's been a consistent there. Best trainer in the league.
That's right.
Like, that's one thing that's never – he responds to one person. You know, and his last name is Mara. Like, that's it. But, like, those are the things as a head coach it's really hard to find. You can find position coaches and coordinators. It's the other things that prop it up that make sure that you're getting the most out of your players and the most out of your talent. And so that structure was still in place for Ryan Day. The thing that's really hard, though, and this is what you have to ask yourself, is same with Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma. You're following a legend, and then you're going to hold that guy to the same standards. So if you believe that, like, a Bob Stoops or an Urban Meyer, they're one of, like, the best 25 coaches and whatever, best 20, 10, figure it out. But there's going to be another guy that could come in as a first-time head coach and be like, you would catch two unicorns, back to back.
Yeah, yeah.
But both of those guys have been doing it, and I think part of it is because that structure has been in place to be able just to allow them to coach football.
Yeah.
I have been, and we have to start to wrap it up, unfortunately. Bobby Carpenter is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, ESPN, and of course he does a show every day in Columbus, former Buckeye. Matt Rhule's the guy.
It's good.
Matt Rhule. I think he's better than good. I think he's great. Think about Baylor. They were toxic. It was a
They lost to Liberty. Yeah. They lost to Liberty and got beat pretty good.
That's right. And they lost their starting quarterback against Oklahoma. They still almost beat him in overtime in the Big 12 championship.
Matt Rhule's a really good
coach.
He's
a stud.
You want to talk about a guy like, I thought James Franklin would leave Penn State, and he's from Happy Valley. I mean, I thought he might go back there. Ultimately, they decided to keep him. I wouldn't be shocked because I know there's a lot of NFL rumblings about him. Like, he could potentially be the guy in Dallas. Mm. Like, that wouldn't necessarily blow me away with how creative he is offensively.
That's interesting.
And it's not that he just goes out there and tries to score a million points. Like, they do it with some defense. They'll do it in unique ways. Whatever he has, like, he'd be the great chef. You walk into a house, whatever it is you got, I'm going to make you dinner. I don't necessarily need all these specific ingredients. I'll cook something good that'll look either way based upon what we have. And that's really, really hard to do.
Interesting.
Anybody can coach a system.
Yep.
It's really, really tough to take the players you have and then adapt to it. And Tiki and I were talking about Sean Payton earlier. Yeah. Like, those are great coaches like him. Hey, just give me the most talented guys. I don't care what they look like. I don't care what they're good at. I'll figure that thing out once I get them all here.
That's why a guy like John Harbaugh deserves so much credit.
Absolutely.
To deviate from what he's used to and let Lamar do his thing. Hey, listen, this is what I have. Let's go to it. Let's see what you got.
They made a drastic turn when everybody else is doing one thing. Like, we're going to run our quarterback. We're going to draft this guy. But, hey, you draft all these tight ends. You draft your deep threat in Hollywood Brown. Mm-hmm. They bring in Mark Ingram, who's a hammer. So, because the thing that last year with the Chargers did to him in the playoffs, hey, we'll just put 7 DBs on the field. We'll have speed to cover you. You can't do that with Mark Ingram out there because he will bleed those guys to death, just bludgeoning them down the field. And so they've constructed team in a way that, hey, we've got an answer for everything you're going to throw at
us. Go ahead and put some linebackers out there. Lamar will make you look silly.
Oh, God. I feel bad. Like, I watched that game. I'm like, I'm glad I'm not playing this dude because, I mean, I played against Vic. But the thing is with Vic, like, he didn't have the touch that Lamar has. Lamar's a nice touch, and when he scrambles, he still looks downfield. It's like he's waiting for you to come, and if not, he'll just turn it on and run 10 yards out of bounds.
That's what happened on the 4th-and-1 last night, right? He's like, I'm going to take the – there we go, Mark Andrews, you're wide open.
Bobby Carpenter, keep doing it. We have little kids, so I'm in the office early watching Get Up most days. It's a good show. It's come together nicely. You guys do a good job, man.
Appreciate it, gentlemen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.